Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Actor Cynthia Nixon is kicking off a campaign to repeal Florida's ban on adoption of children by gay men and lesbians. Nixon is set to lead an event in support of the American Civil Liberties Union's three-year campaign to end the ban this week at Miami's South Beach's Shore Club. Nixon announced her engagement to long-term partner Christine Marinoni last year and has been an active campaigner for lesbian, gay, trans rights in recent years. Also in attendance will be three of South Florida's political leaders, Republican Ileana Ruslahtinen and Democrats Nan Rich and Mary Brandenburg. The ACLU sued the state in 2008 on behalf of Martin Gill, a gay foster father who wanted to adopt the two children that he had cared for since 2004. The children were allowed to remain with Gill, although the state's appeal is pending. A press release from the ACLU said it had been given a $240,000 grant by the Tides Foundation's State Equality Fund to pay for a three-year LGBT public education and outreach campaign. And Iris Robinson, the virulently homophobic Northern Ireland member of the British Parliament, has admitted that she has attempted suicide after having an affair. Robinson, a Democratic Unionist Party MP, announced that she was standing down from politics on the 28th of December due to mental health problems. In a statement released yesterday, she admitted having an affair with a friend who she had helped after he was bereaved, describing it as the worst thing I have ever done. She said she was completely ashamed and deeply embarrassed. Her husband, Peter, who is the First Minister for Northern Ireland, asked journalists today for privacy while the couple attempt to save their marriage. The 60-year-old politician, a member of the Pentecostal Metropolitan Tabernacle in Belfast, made a series of outbursts in the last 2 years in which she made offensive comments about homosexuality. In 2008, she told the Belfast Telegraph that homosexuality was comparable to pedophilia. She also told BBC Radio 5's Stephen Nolan that homosexuality was a mental illness and could be cured. She barely escaped a police prosecution for these comments. There's a new web address where you can download or subscribe to the podcast version of Out Front. Just point your browser to budurl.com/outfront. That's budurl.com/outfront. At baron of arizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.